All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my loves. So good to see you all again out there.
So good to see you. But by the time you're listening to this, we have entered a new year.
Yes, 2022.
We're approaching it. We're not What's there up? Yet, but when this drops, we'll be there. So we'll 2022, there. What it do?
It's basically like a faux time travel.
Right.
You're seeing a future version of us. Hope you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
You're seeing a past but future version of us right now.
Right.
So, yeah, we're super excited. How are you feeling about the new year?
I'm feeling excited. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's going to be a lot of opportunity on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Just can't wait to see what it's going to be, bitch. No, but for real, I feel hopeful.
Yeah.
Excited. How about you?
I feel hopeful, definitely excited. I feel optimistic. I feel encouraged. I feel ready to get it. That's just really it. Everything I said on the wrap up, I'm ready to get it.
I'm ready to get it too. And I'm ready for things to get to fucking gather in this world.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that.
Oh, I know.
That's the only thing that makes that's the only thing that in real life kind of dims my excitement a little is the reality, you know? Mm. I'm optimistic still and excited, but it's like, I know we're still dealing with reality, which is kind of gloomy. So I'm like, clear the fuck up.
Yeah. Don't let it take your joy.
I don't let it take me down. I'm just a realist. So yeah. It's a real thing.
It definitely is.
So yeah.
I'm praying we come out on the other side of this thing.
We will. On you just don't side? Know when.
Yeah.
I know we're going to come out on the other side. We just don't know when we're going to be on the other side. Mm-hmm. They say that the lifespan of pandemics are usually 3 to 5 years.
Hold on, y'all.
Per history.
Hold on.
So just hold on. We're going home.
Yeah. Hold on.
So anyway, what are your plans for
new week, new tea?
Where we kiki with you. And you kiki with we.
My plans for New Year's Eve? Keeping it low key. It's giving real outside dinner. What is that called? Dine al fresco and come on home. Mm. That's what I think.
Dine al fresco, that's outside. At night?
Yeah. Outside. If there's something inside, I'll do that too. Okay, just keeping it, you know, safe as possible.
It's giving safe.
Yeah.
That's giving it. Living room.
Yeah, that's really it. I don't really have any other plans. There were some things presented, but I'm just not in the mood to compromise my immune system.
To do them.
I just don't. It would have to really be some...
COVID protocol?
No, nothing here indoors I want to do with a large mass of people. It would have to be like, go someplace tropical, somewhere, you know, like a little trip.
Oh, a travel, right.
A travel trip that I'm like, okay, N95 on flight, off, and then we're outside, beach, vibe, me, something. But not, I don't want to do shit locally.
Right.
Not really worth it. What about you?
LA never gives. In my experience, unless it's an intimate gathering, you know, like something that people curate.
Yeah.
I will be in a living room.
Yeah.
Eating.
Are you going to wear an outfit?
Not this year.
No?
Not,
okay.
Not this year. I'll probably be in a sweatsuit.
Yeah, we're past the... Yeah. Because last year you weren't a fit.
To the nines in the living room. Not this fucking year, no.
We've exhausted that option.
Yeah, that was cute. That was fun.
A moment in time.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what you was doing, how you were coming. Coming out the room like, here I am. Yeah, I'll be in a regular fit. Nothing sexy.
Yeah, nothing sexy. Something comfortable.
Comfy, cozy. God, yeah. I really hate that. Because I love New Year's Eve. I really I do. I enjoy it thoroughly.
I do too. It's just the reality. I mean, I love it, but I don't... First of all, like I said, LA never really presents like the events for the masses that speak to me. So with COVID being a thing, it's really no need to force the shit.
Yeah.
So I really don't feel like I'm missing out on anything being here. I do feel like there's experiences other places that I would have liked to partake in. Like when I say other places, I mean out of this country.
Right. Right. Yeah.
But that's not my reality. So with the whatever. The Ghana has been looking lit. The Afrochella.
Yeah.
You saw Ricky.
I see him. It just sucks that like we're robbed of another NYE. Although last NYE, I was turned up. I had a great time.
I had an amazing New Year's last year.
I had a great time.
It's just this one. It seems like every other year I get.
Yeah. It's probably odd numbers. What are we in odd numbers?
We're in the even. 2022?
We're in an odd 2021.
Oh, we're 2021. Mm-hmm. Okay, so fuck the odds. Mm-hmm. Fuck the odd years and rock on with even.
Yeah, because...
Next year, though...
Last year was phenomenal.
Next year, you know, it'd be my own fault.
Yeah.
Every year that I plan ahead and I'm intentional about what I want to do, something that I enjoy happens. This year, I wasn't. I just wasn't even thinking about it, really. I was just like, oh, I tried to make plans, but it didn't work out.
They fell through?
Yeah.
I didn't have anything on the agenda, which is terrible.
For someone who loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some things that I could do, but they're not like speaking to me. It's not really worth it. But I didn't have shit planned, which is really kind of crazy. Anywho, next year will be better.
Yeah. I'm...
And another thing, another thing.
And I just was traveling shit.
You were? Oh, yeah, just yeah, yeah.
From Miami.
Yeah. Another thing is people are getting, I don't want to be stuck nowhere. That's the only thing coming back. Like getting tested, happening to show up positive.
Well, that ain't your reality.
No. What you mean?
That's not your reality.
Currently. But that's another thing what I would be concerned about, like flying somewhere out of the country and then people are testing positive. I have a friend who was supposed to go to Colombia today. They have 20 people who have already left and landed and was supposed to be meeting them there. They took a test. The person was getting married. It was supposed to be an out of the country wedding, but because of the spike in cases, they canceled it, but decided a few of them would still go. Mm. Majority of the party met them there. The bride, the person who was to be the bride this weekend.
Okay, well, she's not the bride anymore.
But the bride.
I'm saying. Thank God the wedding's not happening.
Right. But she was still going and it was going to be a thing. She tested today and was positive, so she can't go at all. And everybody's already there.
Damn. The husband, too?
He's not going to go. They were together.
Okay.
But all her friends, some close family members,
my God,
are already in Colombia just waiting. So now she can't go. She has to quarantine because people don't know they have the shit.
Because this is very mild.
Right, which sucks.
That's what they're saying.
Imagine being out of the country. You get your swab and then it's like, actually, you're positive. Have a seat. Bitch.
Shook.
Quarantine. I would be like, I actually have to go to work. I'm set to go tomorrow. You know, I'd be down to the wire.
PTO.
Oh, so, yeah. We'll see how it goes next year.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anywho.
I mean, it's just a day, a night.
No, even but it's if just it cannot the be energy.
Morning. Even what did Kanye say?
Yeah. It cannot always be night. Even if you are not ready for the morning, day.
Day.
It cannot always. So, whatever she says.
Whatever. You're hurting their ears.
Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
So anyway, yeah, we'll see how it goes. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to get my lips around a spoonful of gumbo.
Yeah.
That's when I am very excited.
I know what you were about to say. I'm like, where are you taking this?
Come the fuck on.
The lips around.
No. No. I wasn't taking
this
it there.
This isn't that part.
You took it there.
This isn't that part.
You took it there. The sucking the dick into
hey,
the...
Hey,
what's that's up? Where you took it. Anyway. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Mm-hmm. Back to the reality. What we need you all to continue to do in this new year is to rate and review the podcast. Last week, we let you know that not only can you rate on Apple Podcasts, which we've been pushing for 5 years now, mm-hmm. you can now rate on Spotify.
Which is where we're pivoting our energy. Get your ass over to Spotify. Rate, review. So you know what? I don't think there's a review aspect. You can just rate.
Which is fine.
Easy. 5-star chicks.
That's easy.
Your brain doesn't even have to think of something nice to say. Just tell us in the numbers.
Just tell us.
And don't have us over there looking crazy. Over there, we have 20-something reviews, and over here, we're doing a thing.
Right.
Get on over there. Let the girls know you love us by giving them 5-star reviews. Love ya.
Love you.
Yeah.
Also, let us know you love us by joining us over on Patreon. Mm-hmm. That's how we know y'all really love us, when you join us on Patreon, which is a monetary journey. But in return for your coins, we give you so much. We give you playlists. We give you audio affirmations, which have just dropped. Mm-hmm. We give you bits and pieces of our lives.
Our personal tea.
What was that sitcom called? That soap opera? All of Our Lives? Days of Our Lives. We give you Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Over there.
Yes.
We really do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, join us.
And in addition to that, we give you ad-free episodes. So if you are a homegirl who doesn't like all the coupons and the goodies that we have in these episodes, then take your ass over to Patreon, spend a little bit of coin, and get the convenience of listening ad-free every week.
Every week.
Episode drops the same day as the main platform episode.
It does.
So.
And it's scot-free.
Mm-hmm.
So we have one patron this week.
Oh, girls, I am disappointed.
One.
I am disappointed
this
in
is
you
our
all.
Second week of one, and it doesn't only take one.
Yeah.
With patrons.
It takes multiple.
It takes all of you.
Yeah.
So we have Ashley, though. We appreciate her.
Ashley, thank you for showing up and showing out and putting the girls on your back this week.
And you know, I forgot to read our review of the week. This one comes from YouTube, though. We are shouting out YouTube mommies who leave a review of the week. So follow us over on YouTube. We're trying to get that up, too.
Subscribe.
We're trying to get our subscribers up.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Comment comes from Rosa Odie. She says, I love y'all. The more I listen, the more I love the show. I was feeling low and you literally lifted me up. Thank you so much.
That's what we're here to do. Lift you up. Lift you up when you are feeling down. That's what we're here for, girl.
That's what we're here for.
We're glad we can be of assistance to you today.
We are.
So last week we wrapped up 2021.
We did.
We chatted about all of our successes, all of our triumphs, what we're looking forward to in this upcoming year, and just took a moment to reflect on how good things have been in spite of. God has been,
yes.
That's it. You know, it's been a rough couple years, but you don't see no dust on us. Yeah. 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 Shining. Okay.
Shining, yeah.
Knock down 9, but we get up 10. And that's just that. So if you haven't already, take a moment. Listen, I love the wrap up episodes. We've been doing it every year for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just so nice to think back, recall all the things that we've done, what we're hopeful for. It's just a nice little time to sit and have a candid talk.
It is.
Love it.
A reflection of sorts.
Yeah. So listen while you're vision boarding with your homegirls.
Yeah, while you're plotting and planning, listen, wrap up along with us. So this week, we are here. And we have a topic that is pretty common when it comes to the girls. Idealizing relationships.
Your personal favorite.
Yours too. The fact you tried to put it off on yours.
You always say that. You always say your pattern is to idealize.
And so that's yours. Why,
I know, but you always say it. So they know that about her.
She tried to just put it off on me. I said the girls, and she said your personal favorite. You're dragging into. I'm dragging you into this. You're
by the hair.
Yeah. You're going down in this boat too. God. We're both sinking.
Here we are, Titanic, Jack and Rose. Jack knows he could have fit on that little piece of door.
What was his point?
What do you mean? What was his point?
I'm not getting up there.
To be the fucking gentleman.
Girl,
lover.
I was watching Kings of Comedy.
Oh, wow. You took it back.
I was watching Kings of Comedy, and Bernie Mac was like, if that was black people, first of all, we would have had all that equipment wrapped the fuck up. Cool in the Gang, Earth, Wind, and Fire would have wrapped that shit up and tying up things. Like, we're not continuing to entertain. Wrap it up. Unplug that before we get shocked. Yeah. And then we would have had tables flipped over, standing on.
I need to watch that. That's so
standing
funny.
On it in the water.
Yeah.
To float into survival.
Listen, Jack and both of them could have been on that boat, on that door at some point.
For real.
Bitch, we would have been taking turns. 15 minutes in, 15 minutes out. Come on, Rose. Almost called her Grace. Come on, girls. You swap. Switch. Right. Switch. That's what it would have been. That's a long-ass movie.
Girl, and I watched it as a kid.
Titanic is long. It came in three VHSs. Yes. Part 1, part 2, part 3 VHSs. That's how old we are, y'all.
Hello.
A VHS. You know what I used to do? I'm off topic, but still. Record my favorite music videos on a VHS so I could watch them.
Yeah, we all did that.
Wow. And on a tape.
Do you remember the cassette tape? Yeah, and also our songs.
Yeah, you would be listening on the radio. Hurry up, press record so you can.
Recording over things. Like, yes, I'm done with this material. Yeah. New material.
Starting fresh. Wow.
Yes, wow. The things we used to do.
The late 90s, early 2000s.
And now we just have Apple Music, Spotify. We just go in and listen to the things, type in things we want to listen to. And
wow. A moment.
Cowgirl.
Technology has. Cowgirl.
Okay, back on topic.
Cowgirl. Listen, I'm going to be doing that all year.
Y'all gotta see us on YouTube. So fucking stupid.
I gotta do that all year. Yeah. They did it with that one.
Yeah.
She did it. She said, I'ma ride you
like a rodeo.
Hog tie you. When she said hog tie, I said, like go on, JT. I'ma make it grow like Pinocchio. Yeah, I said, JT.
I'm a freak. Like a Scorpio.
Yeah.
And I'ma ride you.
She said something about the Spurs. What'd she say? I'm a cowgirl. Spurs, something.
JT did it on them with
JT
that one.
Did she it did on it. Them. Thank you for yeah, TikTok girl. For bringing that on my radar.
Yeah.
Period.
Hat to the front.
Okay, back to the front, the topic.
Take it there.
The role of idealization in relationships. We have both admitted that we have been idealized.
Now you want to keep yeah. Like, we have both
we
admitted.
Have both. We have both.
We have.
Admitted that we have done some idealization in relationships. I put my right hand to God.
Oh.
That's what Nipsey Hussle said. Huh. That I've done it. And it happens. It happens. So we're going to talk about what it is, how we can avoid, why we do it, and how we can avoid it as we're moving into more healthy patterns. So outside, in desires outside of stable love, people who idealize relationships usually are searching for something outside of themselves that they can't get being autonomous. Mm-hmm. So it's like a missing piece. And this does manifest. It's like, wow, this person is very organized. I can see them. And it comes in a way that's not healthy, because sometimes we do want to like play on strengths in relationships. Like, you're really good at this, I'm good at that.
Right.
But it comes in a way where it's kind of like a hindrance.
Yeah.
Like, I want somebody who's super popular and connected because I don't feel like I'm capable of making friends or having connections, so I can be dependent upon them.
And it's like,
you can save me and I'm fully engulfed in you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to worry about friendships or anything because you have something and I can just tag along on your ride. Fuck everything else.
Yeah.
Or if you feel like somebody has all their shit together and maybe you're lazy and unmotivated, so it's like, you know what? I don't even got to worry about it because you have it.
Yeah.
And we start idealizing people prematurely and not really making space or room for the reality of who they are.
Right. Which is really the important piece. One, if we learn how to take that idealization factor out, then we can build real connections and accept people like, all right, you ain't the creme de la creme.
Right.
Sometimes you're a little spoiled. And I can accept that. But the T is, nigga, when we put them on a pedestal, it's so hard. Once you put them up there, it's so hard to bring them down.
When you're not grounded in reality.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
When you're operating in a healthy space, you can take a motherfucker down.
Right. I'm talking about the idealization part, though. Like, when you're really like, oh, no, he's this, he's that, he does this, he does that.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, ooh, it's kind of hard to see that they would really be raggedy. And you know what? This manifests itself by thinking that people won't cheat or like they won't do you dirty. Like, they don't got a human side to them that acts up sometimes if they're capable
up.
Of being unloyal. Because sometimes they be unloyal.
You know
why?
It's because when you idealize, when you're a person who idealizes people in relationships, when you meet someone, they seem so rare and unique.
Yeah.
Like a unicorn. Oh my God.
Yeah.
This person has this, that, like, wow.
Everything that I desire.
Everything that I desire, everything that I've been looking for. That's the perception that we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little fantasy that.
Yeah.
It's created.
I, too, have experienced this.
And it makes the connection feel more intense, mm-hmm. and the connection feel like a connection that we feel like we have to sustain, because it's like, I feel like this happens a lot when you come from some real shit.
When you've been deprived for so long.
Of the basics.
Yeah. When you've been in a state of deprivation.
When you've been deprived from the basics and you meet somebody and they have a step above the basics, you really want to hold on tight to that.
That's how I felt. I'm like, ooh. This nigga's talking about alignment. Once words like alignment, and I'm like, oh, wow, we are really in sync. It's because I came from the ghetto. I was in the ghetto.
The same happened to me. Once a man was talking about marriage and timelines that seemed very in alignment with the timeline that I saw, I'm like, we have to be on board. This has to work out because I come from something where we weren't talking about shit.
Yeah.
Or it just seems so far into the distance, you know?
Yeah.
And you have the tools to achieve what I want to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have your ass up on the pedestal because I've been in the ghetto.
Yeah.
And I'm ignoring the reality that, yeah, you're talking all this shit, but it's really not a fit. So it doesn't matter what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a fit.
And the thing is, with that, although they seem unique, like those experiences that we have, once we put them on a pedestal and we feel like, oh my God, you're this rare unicorn, and we can't get past the fantasy of them being a real person, sometimes the relationship doesn't go beyond that transition. You know, like you don't even get a chance to get to the real person because it's like I'm just getting beat up and battered, a battered woman, because I'm sitting here thinking that you're all on the up and up.
You're all that in a bag of chips.
And it don't be. I'm going to tell y'all a little story.
What happened?
I remember when I was in I had been with my high school sweetheart, a high school sweetheart of sorts, and he went away to college and was cutting the fuck up. And I could not believe it.
Because had him on a pedestal.
Yeah, it was like this was a person I had been with. He had never done anything shady to me. He had never been exposed, I guess, to other women so that he wouldn't have the opportunity to do so. And when I found out he was cutting up, I said, wow, slap me on the ass and call me a dumb bitch. Okay, I put up. I'm like, oh, he's really cutting up. That was really heartbreaking.
Was it hard for you to accept? Or were you able to immediately take him off the pedestal?
I took his ass down. Hop to the next dick boy. But the process leading up to, I would have never thought that about him. I would have never thought that. I'm like, wow, you really a hoe. Huh. All these years, hoe was deep down inside your blood.
I mean, maybe it wasn't. All that doesn't mean all the years it was deep down inside. It just means that once he was presented with an opportunity, he rode it like a rodeo.
He was unloyal. Yeah. Like a rodeo. The nigga was unloyal, okay? And you got to be loyal around me.
I agree. Loyalty is fucking key.
Period.
Loyalty is important.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. He was not. I wonder if anybody has ever idealized me. Probably so, yeah.
I feel like I've definitely been idealized.
I feel like I have too. I know exactly when.
When? You want to share or no? I'm just saying. I ask.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like somebody thought I was the person of their dreams, the woman of their dreams. And when they realized that I was really in these streets... heavy when they realized I was heavy in the streets and I had my own life, it was like, wow, you're maybe not the wholesome woman that I thought you were. Maybe you're not prepared to be a wife like I thought you were, because I envisioned you to be like this and now you slapping me on my ass and calling me a dumb nigga.
Did that give you some anxiety when you realized that you were falling from the pedestal that you had been placed on? Because you know, like, we know when people, like, are idealizing us, like, if they're affirming us and, like, wow, you're perfect, mm-hmm. you're this, you're my dream girl, where did you come from? You do
I
this.
I feel like I was too much pressure, because deep down, I'm like, you don't got to idealize me, baby, because I know how I show up. I show up authentically. I'm going to show you who I am through and through. And for you to think that I'm this type of person, and I know I'm like, then that also, it made me anxious.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like, okay, so do I have to, is there another side of me that I have to try to present? Is there something deep down that I don't know exists?
Right.
That maybe needs to be cultivated? Have I been dealing with a nigga who ain't been cultivating me? And now I'm dealing with somebody who is, and it's like, oh, wow, this was in me all along. It's like a first lady. It's like, truthfully, honestly, you know what I'm talking about.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
But you know you ain't no first lady.
I'm not talking about me.
I know.
I'm saying the same vibe that comes with being a first lady. It's like
you're held to a higher
standard. And it's like you probably wasn't thinking you were going to be a first lady and you link up with a pastor and now you have to present as such. You have to be poised. You have to bring up a different type of grace,
right,
that you didn't know was deep down. I said, Lord, I ain't got first lady in me. So I ain't trying to show up like that. Right. But that had me anxious. I'm like, hold on, nigga.
Yeah, the idealized, being idealized definitely brings feelings of anxiety for me, because I'm like, you know,
I can't keep up with you, with your needs.
Yeah, it's like pressure, yeah. The pressure.
Yeah. So what did you do?
Say over and over, I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not perfect. Shit, because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And once if people realize me, you ain't perfect, that you're not perfect, because that's when the reality kicks in and then, you know, the real deal, holy field shit starts happening. But it's like, nigga, I am a regular person trying to make it, yeah. Trying to survive and operate in a good space in this relationship.
Trying to be happy with you. What I can guarantee you is that I'm loyal.
Now that I can guarantee.
I'm loyal and I'm going to love you. As long as you ain't raggedy.
As long as you're not raggedy, I definitely am loyal. I definitely give my love. I give my care. I give my time.
But I'm not going to act perfect. I never said that.
But I'm not perfect.
We going to upset
one. But you know, to some people, that's perfect. Loyal, love, time, care. I really want to know how some of these women, how some of us girls move through the streets, because it seems like the Loyal Love Time Care is
rarity. Yeah. Is giving unicorn.
That's what people act like. They probably just be talking. Huh?
Yeah. 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 Because most women will give loyal.
Most women. Most we're monogamous us, by nature.
We are nurturing. We are loving. We are, for the most part, pretty loyal. And that's why we be stuck in these situations that we cannot get out of. They be having us in a chokehold, because most women are loyal, loving, time, have the time and the care piece. It's these niggas who don't be. And then they want to put you.
Because they don't be monogamous. Because men aren't monogamous by nature.
Mine is. Sit it's down. Like,
yeah, and if you're not, get culture.
Get back into nature.
Get
bye.
Get culture.
Get out of here.
Monogamous.
Yeah. You got to show up in
monogamous
my household.
Girls.
Period. Looking for one nigga.
Looking for one nigga for me. He want one girl for him, and that's how we going to be. Monogamous girls.
The way you just flipped that like you were online. A quick rap.
Quick off on the toes.
Off the top of the head. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. Love okay. It. Let's keep going.
So anyway, so our relationships reflect how we view other people.
Mm-hmm.
So our perception of others is contingent on how we currently see ourselves, our self-esteem, our situations, our self-beliefs, our struggles, our needs. Yeah. All that shit. And we already know that we learn a great deal about ourselves through relationships, right?
A mirror. We already know that part. Yourself. That's really crazy. And that's why it's important. Outside of the idealization piece, it's so important to keep quality people around you.
Yeah.
Because
you'll have a fucked up perception of yourself dealing with somebody that is just not good. Dealing with people that people, aren't good. Yeah. People,
like a bad work environment, right? A terrible relationship, bad friends, bad business deals. You really have to have some integrity, some insight, some discernment when you get to hanging around people and being with them, letting them expose you to their energy and vice versa. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. So because we learn so much about ourselves through relationships, right? That is even more reason why we need to have and make accurate assessments of people, because if we're creating these fantasies, right, and putting people up on pedestals and thinking that they're something that they're really not, or not even allowing space for them to be who they truly are, and we're seeing ourselves, we're creating these perceptions of ourselves through the way we view them. Can't you see how fucked up that can be?
Yeah.
Like, it's a skewed perception, because you are idealizing someone, right? So that means you're blind. You're Ray Charles to what the fuck really going on.
Right. Right.
And that in turn affects how we view ourselves. It's fucked up.
You really got to be tapped in and know the difference between fantasy and reality. Because mm-hmm. idealization is basically living in a fantasy world. A fantasy world. Okay. It's a fantasy world. And being in a partnership, on a team with the people in your life, you have to understand people's weaknesses. You have to understand their strengths so that you can capitalize on both. Maybe not the weaknesses, but capitalize on the strengths. And understand that people have shortcomings. Like, in any relationship, we'll just keep it romantic. You want to be on a team with a person. So you want to be able to lean on them and know, like, okay, they might fall short in this area, but I know that their strength lies in this area and I can count on them to this regard. Mm-hmm. But if you're always living in the fantasy world, then it sets you up for failure.
It does, because when we're in these fantasy worlds, like, and we're thinking that people are the way that we created them to be or want them to be instead of who they are. And like you said, we stay in situations much longer than we need to. Mm-hmm. It's like you could have accepted the reality and got out to somebody who can really
meet your needs. Yeah.
And create the partnership that you really need to be sustainable. But we stuck.
Yeah. It reminds me of just setting yourself up for a letdown and like having these expectations for a person and not being happy when they can't be met.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You know, like I think about my own experience with people, even being in a relationship and thinking that it's going to get better. This person's going to get their second win. They're going to show up. They're going to show out. They're going to be all the things that I need them to be because I've invested all this time. I love them so much. I believe in them, whatever it is. And then it's like when things are getting done, it's your own fault.
Right.
It's really your own fault. I'm just thinking about my own experience and how many times I've been let down time after time.
I know.
Dealing with a nigga, like not celebrating holidays, not feeling like very valued, or not expressing how much I mean to them in the way that I need to feel it. Like, I might mean a lot to you, but this is the way that I feel it. And you ain't doing these things. Mm-hmm. And it's just very sad. It's very sad that we got to go out like that. We don't have to.
It don't got to be sad if we take accountability for the role that we play. And this is where I have to take accountability.
Yeah.
Because I definitely have idealized people that I shouldn't have. Mm-hmm. And in turn, I have disappointed my goddamn self. Mm-hmm. And it's because, you know what? This is how my mind works. If I'm keeping it to Virgil's. If I start talking to somebody that I'm interested in, I'm automatically going into this is working out. This could be something mode. instead of allowing them to show up. It's like in the initial phases, of course, there is some initial attraction or we wouldn't be like engaging with each other. But as soon as there's a little bit of step above that, I'm into.
Yeah. Meet me at the altar.
I'm into go mode. I'm into go mode. I'm not to the point where I idealize everyone because some people definitely do get cut. Because
right, but it's the people who after you've invested energy in is you. You
or if I've seen potential to invest.
Right, but this is the thing with you. Now, yeah, I'll tell you about yourself. I'll tell you about yourself. Of course, you don't get a chance to idealize everybody because you're pretty particular on who you let get past a certain point.
Right.
So. The people who you do let get past a certain point, it's which like are a select past a few. Certain
point, it's like, okay, well, you made it here.
So. Yeah, there's a select few. You might talk to her, like go through, weed through a bunch of people to get to this said person. But once we're here, oh, we're here. You and I are going there too. Altar, meet me there. Wedding certificate.
White dress.
Size 7 ring.
Cream.
It's giving that. It's giving that. Which I think we all do. Especially when you long for partnership or growth or... Nigga, getting to the next step or splitting these bills.
Do you feel like relationships make you whole? Do you feel, I'll say this. Do you feel incomplete, cute as Cisco, single? Is there a longing for?
Of course there's a longing for. I don't feel incomplete. And I'm going to be very honest with y'all. Relationships are a big part of my life. Platonic.
Substantial piece.
Substantial, baby.
Substantial piece.
Okay. Take me out if my people ain't here. Take me out. It's important.
You're not
to me.
A lone warrior.
I'm not. And I'm not going to act like I am. I'm not like, bitch, I could do it by myself. No, nigga, where's my mama? Where's my family? Where's my friends? Where's my nigga?
Right.
I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers, period. So it's not that I feel incomplete, but I feel most complete. I feel most happy when I am in valuable relationships.
So we're talking about romantic here. You're talking about mom okay. and family. I'm specifically asking you, when you do not have a nigga.
You know I've never not had a okay, nigga.
Okay, so period.
So that's what I'm telling y'all. I'm not acting like it ain't matter to me. But I don't feel if I was put in a position.
Do you feel like you need to fill that spot quickly?
I don't
Do you feel like you need to get a replacement? Boy.
Replacement boy.
Filling in the gap.
The way.
Standing in the hole.
The way material girl is going to be flipped all year, at least right. for a couple months.
Right.
Sickening. I don't feel as if I need to replace the gap. Okay. Again, honest moment, transparent moment. I feel like these niggas just fall in my lap and I dead ass. Now you making that face. I don't feel like I'd be like, okay, one is gone. Now I got to go out and look for one or fit.
Could
like,
you be having a back
they'd
pocket?
They be right there. Is this the first time I had a back pocketer?
Right.
But typically, right. they be right there.
And what is the reason for having a back pocket?
If some shit don't go right. I know.
Ding, ding, ding.
I get it, but I'm saying the spots be full. Okay, that's it. There's no open availability right now. And if this didn't work out, then I would be on the hunt. I am available. Feel an in. Available girl. Yes.
A feeling.
Period. What about yourself?
Yes. I feel like if this spot's empty, I want it filled. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest. If the spot's empty, I have a desire for it to be filled as quickly as possible. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm trying to rush into things, but right. I definitely am. Taking the necessary steps to fill it.
To fill this. In due
time. In due time.
I have a position available. It's open.
I'm hiring.
We are having. Somebody. We're accepting resumes.
I saw a meme that said, this ain't the Heartbreak Hotel. It's the new nigga inn.
And that's what mine says.
New nigga inn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, I have taken breaks. I have had gaps. Yes.
But I think also, I had probably like a 3 or 5 month gap.
Did you?
When? I did.
Oh, when?
In between the bid and the other one. Oh, actually, no, there was no.
There was no.
But I did take a little, okay, let me tell you when I had took a break.
Oh, I know, in between the new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a break, girls.
It was a slight gap. It was like a gap with a net over it.
You are very sickening. It was a gap nonetheless. With the net. It was a gap. It was a gap. So
yeah, I mean, that alone, feeling like, you know, feeling more complete with a relationship can.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's common for the mommies that idealize. Let's just call a spade a spade. Because some people, you know, they're perfectly fine, or they're operating perfectly fine alone. They're not even looking for anything. If it's a gap, they're fine.
That, I've never been a girl who's been like single for like, people be like, yeah, I haven't been in a relationship in 4 years.
I have an opinion on that I'm going to keep to myself.
Oh.
Because, well.
You could just keep it to yourself and yeah. We could talk about it after. Yeah. So the important part is, not the important part, but next point. How do we idealize people? That's what we want to pivot to. Actually.
What?
No.
What? There's something we missed?
No, there's not anything we missed.
Oh, what else did you want to say?
We're taking back everything the devil stole. Keep going.
We're taking it back.
I want it all.
So another way that people idealize relationships is thinking that a relationship will give your life purpose.
Now this is
it, you feel like this is you?
No.
Oh.
It don't be the life's purpose, child. Okay.
But so basically, like, when, if you're not sure where your life is going, you may have a temptation to like pin somebody down to help give your life direction. That's really the sole reason why you want somebody. Like, okay, you know what? Now I feel like I have a purpose. I have a soulmate. I am someone's wife. Not saying that being someone's wife isn't. I'm,
yes,
you know,
this is where I was going.
I'm not negating the role that it is and the honor it is to be somebody's wife. So don't come trying to fight me. But I'm saying.
Girls like to tussle. It's when that's your, you think that's your divine purpose or soul purpose. So then you're looking for another person to bring these things into your life. Like the women who. No tea, no shade, but they're like, I really want to be a mom. That is my purpose. I need to be a mom. I want to be a housewife. So then you're looking for somebody, and then every person you want to have kids with.
Exactly.
Or every person
you
want to
marry.
Right. Not because I want to marry you, because dang, I want to move forward and have build partnership, but there's a specific goal attached to the marriage.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to feel accomplished and purposeful when I'm married. So I need to hurry up and get this done. Whoever
he is, yeah. Wherever he is.
Right.
Ciao. Take the
And that's why I have to
pump
my brakes, because.
What?
That's how you idealize people. Just like we almost got caught up when niggas were saying things that we wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Because we know that we want to be married. That's the part that got me. The fact that the fact that I want to be married and you're talking that talk.
You're talking like
that was
husband.
Really it.
Like you want to be
I want to be married. And you were talking that talk. And then everything else had like fell by the wayside for a moment.
Because it's like marriage. You want to get there. I too want to get there.
Yeah.
And here you are on the bottom fucking around. Cutting up.
Right.
Ghetto sick ass. Okay. So another way is that a relationship means you'll never be lonely again. Okay, girls. It is unrealistic to put your expectations around
one person,
yeah, that just because you're in a relationship or you find somebody, that there is still some work to do on yourself to make sure you feel whole. This person can't be your everything, your only thing,
right?
That's when they take everything from us.
I know, and that's why it's important to foster all of our other relationships in our lives, whether that's family, friend, all of family and friends, because once we pour our all into this one connection,
if for whatever reason it goes down the drain, we are at the bottom of the barrel. So,
you know, the Insecure finale happened, and they said that the true love story was
Molly Molly and Issa.
That was one of them.
What was the others? Oh, like Lauren, the regulars.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the main one.
It's very important to nurture our other relationships, and I can see how you can idealize someone when you feel like they are your only source of connection to remove you from loneliness. Because that's a real thing, feeling like you don't have no one. And then you like, you know, if I have a partner, we're going to do everything together. I don't have to worry about nothing. That person will always be there to do whatever the fuck I want to do, period.
And don't put that kind of pressure on themselves or you, because honestly, probably not the healthiest thing to be doing everything with your partner.
I wouldn't want that pressure on me. That would be too much for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm definitely going to have other things on my agenda.
So pour into your other relationships, your friendships, your family, whatever it is that makes you happy, yourself mainly. Foster your own hobbies. Do your shit, girls.
That's good. That's a good transition into ways that we can stop idealizing mm-hmm. our partners. So look into the past.
Yeah.
We may be idealizing relationships because we have some unresolved trauma from childhood. Maybe something hurt us in the past.
Like it usually does.
All right. Or we had an experience that's causing us to idealize. So if we unpack, peel back layers, we may find the root cause of why we have this pattern to mm-hmm. idealize motherfuckers.
I feel like personally, one of my patterns probably is like to avoid the feelings or avoid abandonment.
That's for sure mine.
Mm-hmm. It's like, please don't go. Please don't.
As an abandoned
go.
Girl.
Abandoned girl.
Mm-hmm. As a girl who didn't grow up with her biological father, I for sure have abandonment issues. Like, that's a man. That is a man who, in the most ideal situation, would have been there affirming me, nurturing me, and I wouldn't be seeking affirmation and nurturance. I would still desire it outside of that, but it would probably be coming from a more healthy place.
Yeah.
With a present
partner.
Father.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be seeking it in a nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I would be seeking it in a more healthy way. Because yeah. we do, as humans, desire connection.
And validation.
And validation.
It's important.
But not to the point where we're idolizing motherfuckers to get it.
Right. So do your homework. Do your unpacking. Another way.
Shout out to therapy.
Yeah, come on, therapy. Girls who are healing. Black girls healed. Learn to love yourself. Right? The flaws and all, like Beyonce said. This is where your self-care routine practices, all of your tools need to come out of the toolbox, out of the shed, and on your belt buckle. Okay? You need to be wearing your tool belt.
Have them geared up.
Okay, queen.
Have them ready to go.
Have your tool belt on.
Yeah.
Remember to pour into yourself and, you know, nurture yourself so that you're not looking to somebody else to do it and you already know I'm good on the inside. Go to therapy, journal, whatever, all those little things that make us feel good, do them.
Do those.
On the deep level, on the deep level. Take it deep. It's your first step.
Also understanding that nobody is perfect. We're not perfect. Nobody else is perfect. So when we're idealizing people thinking that they are perfect, let's tap back into reality and understand that that just can't be true.
Mm-hmm.
We are complex beings. We have all these different attributes, flaws, characteristics, and things about us. Ain't nobody perfect. Although people may appear to be perfect, especially in the beginning stages when we have those rose-colored glasses on, just know that that's not real.
Yeah. Yeah.
And some people may not be perfect and still good for you, and others may not be the best and need to go.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, in addition to loving yourself, we're working on healing the core wounds. We're doing some deep healing work this year and beyond. We're trying to like really get down to the reason why we might be hurt and feeling the way we do. Peeling back some layers. Insert the therapy here. I put it at the top, but insert it here.
Yeah.
Because once we figure out why we tick, why we're triggered, where our wounds lie, and we start doing some work around them, then we understand that we don't have to put up with bullshit or idealize people or put them on a pedestal and deal with their drama, whatever it might be. We understand that we're worthy of more because we're healed whole, complete, already.
Yeah. And everything that we're seeking outside of ourselves, we have within ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if people bring these beautiful, wonderful things to the table, that's just in addition to what we already have. We don't have to look at them bringing these things as a missing piece. It's just something additional to add to what we already have.
Yeah, I was in that boat.
What about
in a previous relationship? Just feeling like, oh God, yes, he's gonna be this person, make my life easier, baby.
Right.
You know, it's like he's gonna be bringing so much extra moolah to the table, and then I will be able to lean on him.
I know.
Right. And now you know where he is, gutter. Yeah. Probably ain't doing shit. Probably ain't got nothing going on.
What you thought he
not,
had.
Not what I would have needed. It was like, okay, you're not really doing what, oh, Lord spared me. He's a good God.
Yes, sir. He is a good God.
He's a good God.
He always gives us what we need.
Period.
So, as we enter this new year,
mm-hmm.
and we're still in the dating field or whatever, we're going to stop idealizing people, or we're going to try very hard to not continue to do that because it's not good for us. And we want healthy, sustainable relationships that serve our highest good. So hopefully this episode provides you with some insight and some tools to move towards that goal. I know I will continue to implement them.
Yes.
No pedestals 2022, big. Right. Get down here.
And we're out. Peace.
Bye.
Love you.